Anti-Semitism is once again on the rise, and that should deeply concern us. Hatred towards Israel and the Jewish people is being expressed openly and without shame. How are we as Christians to respond? And does it really matter? Hello, I'm Uwe Betzing, Eastern Canada Coordinator with Bridges for Peace. Welcome to Israel Matters, a radio teaching series developed by Bridges for Peace Canada, where we explore the biblical significance of Israel and why it matters for followers of Jesus today. Today we will be hearing from Victoria James, National Development Director with Bridges for Peace. So without further ado, here's Victoria.
Hello friends, thank you for tuning in to Israel Matters, a ministry of Bridges for Peace in Canada. Victoria James here, National Development Director, and we've been talking about covenants. Last week I left us pondering about the primacy of the Abrahamic covenant, even over the New Covenant, which may have seemed startling at first. Well, it was to me. Well, let's look again at Genesis 15, the Abrahamic covenant. The two parties walking between the bisected animals enact that if either party breaks the covenant, death would be their fate as well. God puts Abraham to sleep and by himself walks between the pieces, meaning that he alone is responsible for keeping both sides of the covenant. Well, we know that one side continuously broke it, and yet God the Father paid the price with the death of his only begotten Son. The two covenants are joined in purpose and outcome. Salvation is not an end in itself. We cannot earn salvation. It is a free gift, but sanctification is a process, and it requires our wills to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. If we think of our faith in Christ only in terms of, will I get to heaven? We might miss the purpose and blessing of living to be his face and hands on earth. Both testaments provide numerous references to the futility of pleasing God with deeds accomplished without purity of heart. In 1 Corinthians 13, Paul refers to such words as clanging gongs or sounding brass and deeds as nothing. Receiving the mercy of God through the cross should result in an abundance of humility and love. Just like Mary Magdalene, Jesus said she loved much because she had been forgiven much. And those who are forgiven little or believe they don't have much to be forgiven love little. We may never know how much we needed forgiveness. But when Paul addressed the church in Rome, mostly Gentiles, who were struggling to work out how to view Jews who hadn't accepted Jesus as their Messiah, he anticipated what might occur. Because in Romans 11, he reminded them that the Hebraic root they're grafted into supports Christianity. And he admonished those believers, do not be arrogant towards the natural branches. The root of pride is humanity's besetting sin, and sadly, most did not heed his admonition, and the result has been a long and enduring history of Christian arrogance and anti-Semitism. Most of this history is unknown to Christians, but shocking when it's heard, how the joy of being set free from the sentence of death turns so quickly into becoming the judge, jury, and executioner of God's covenant people is a measure of how quickly our old nature seeks to rule our thoughts and our actions. Well, the early church leaders declared that the Jews were Christ killers, not the Romans who nailed the spikes into his hands and feet. And Jesus willingly gave his life. He said that no one can take it from me. We have to take the spotlight off our own misdoings. This prideful tendency requires us to project unto others guilt and shame. The bishops at the Council of Nicaea declared, we want nothing to do with the murderers of our Lord, and scrubbed every connection to Judaism, including separating Easter and Passover from Christianity. We have so many quotes, and they're just heartbreaking, from church leaders, and even Martin Luther's treatise on the Jews were used by Hitler to justify his actions towards them. Well, we cannot change the past, but we can change the future. If we can learn from our past, we can be on guard against repeating it. We can also have more understanding for the pain and resulting fear Jews may feel towards Christians. This is the very reason a bridge is needed, a bridge for peace, which we'll discuss next time. To find out more about our Ministry of Reconciliation, visit bridgesforpeace.com.
Thank you for listening to Israel Matters. As we've heard today from Victoria James, God's choosing of Israel still matters for Christians, and it invites us to reflect on his faithfulness, both to Israel and to us. Visit bridgesforpeace.com to see how Bridges for Peace is helping Christians stand with the Jewish people in Israel and all around the world. Join us next time as we continue exploring why Israel matters for Christians today.